Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Now, better organizing the kitchen, that's on a lot of people's New Year's resolutions. I know it's on ours. It's quite the mess in my kitchen, so I'm excited to hear what kind of tips you got.
That sounds good. Yes, I know deep cleaning and organizing your kitchen can sometimes, we can often associate that also with spring cleaning, but the start of the new year really also gives us an ideal time to tackle those cluttered cabinets, crowded refrigerators, and some of those overstuffed drawers that can often happen sometimes in the kitchen area. Sometimes people can be a little surprised at what they find once they start sorting through their kitchens. Cabinets and cupboards are often prime trouble spots because items get pushed to the back and sometimes get forgotten about. One of the first steps you can do is start by taking everything out and then cleaning those shelves thoroughly and allowing them to air dry. Broken packages sometimes can attract unwanted pests, so make sure to seal any cracks and discard those damaged or unused items. If utensils or gadgets haven't been used in a year or more, it may be time to consider letting some of those go. If you've got maybe 10 spatulas in your kitchen and you really are only needing or use two of them, you might say maybe it's time to start considering paring down some of those items. Those extra items I know can be great donations. It'd be passed along to college students or others who may be just starting out as well. Sometimes those drawer organizers, small bins, and baskets can be great to help corral items and make things easier to put things back where they belong. So putting some lightweight storage racks on the back of cabinet doors can also be great for helping to hold those things like plastic wrap, foil, or storage bags so they're easier to grab quickly when you need them. You might also consider grouping items together by purpose. For example, if you're a baker, you might benefit from creating a baking center where you've got your flour, sugar, yeast, and mixers that are kept there together. So you can have access to all at one time when you're getting ready to bake something. Frequently used dishes, silverware should also recommended to store near the sink or a dishwasher to make that unloading the dishwasher, putting away dishes a little bit easier. As a general rule of thumb, you want to keep those most used items between your shoulder and knee height, while those seldom used items can be stored up a little bit higher. Seasonal items like cookie cutters can be definitely kept out of the way, but you might want to make sure to stick a label on them so that they're easy to find in the kitchen as well. One thing also to remember is to check the dates. Is another on food items. That's another key step in organizing your kitchen as well. Spices typically last 6 months to a year. And canned foods, you want to make sure to rotate so the older items are in the front and used first, kind of that FIFO rule, first in, first out. High-acid canned foods like tomatoes and fruits generally keep 12 to 18 months, while low-acid foods like vegetables or soups can last from 2 to 5 years. So kind of looking to make sure to check those dates. Home canned items, if you have any of those items, make sure to use those within a year. In addition to your cupboards and countertops and cabinets, refrigerators and freezers are also need regular attention. Similar to those cabinets and cupboards, you want to start by removing everything, cleaning those shelves and drawers, and then sanitizing the surfaces with a mild bleach solution. You can make a bleach solution by adding 1 tablespoon of unscented liquid bleach per gallon of water. And make sure to label and date freezer items. That can be helpful in preventing anything that's for preventing those forgotten leftovers from maybe sticking around a little bit too long. So when you're organizing your kitchen, you want to make sure that organize it in a way that makes sense to you. It can also help you save money, reduce some food waste, and also make cooking safer and a little less frustrating. Additionally, those who maybe have some mobility or issues or some arthritis, a wide range of step stools and jar opening gadgets are also available on the market that can help make those tasks a little bit easier. So keeping those things organized throughout the kitchen can also give help your brain remember also where everything is and makes life a little easier as well. So as always, if you have additional questions, food safety-related questions, or just general nutrition-related questions, you're always welcome to contact myself in our Garnett office at 785-448-6826 or visit our district's website at frontierdistrict.ksu.edu.
Time for that refresh. Make sure everybody follows some nice tips. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mayor Dezine, Executive District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.